Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you very much for the acting director of the division for your presentation. Also, it is helpful to see the slides, although it's simple, but it gives an overall structure of your presentation, which is helpful, especially sometimes the delegates at the working party needs to multitask or attend virtual meetings while sitting in the conference room. First of all, Indonesia would like to pose a question. We commend the presentation. The first slide of your presentation regarding the development since the last working party has mentioned an issue in regards to the NDCs. Increased use by developing countries of trade policies, including those directed towards cutting emissions and enhancing their adaptation capacity, which we believe is very important to support the implementation of NDCs. We also received an appreciation from our capital to ANGTAD for the technical note, mapping trade-related measures to in NDCs discussed at the COP28, which is an important contribution of ANGTAD to the important and strategic meeting at COP28. The question from me, on the last point of the point number three, there is a mentioning about in 2024, your division will present a framework to an ad hoc meeting in September 2024 and build a training platform. Can you explain more on this ad hoc meeting and especially what kind of training platform for decision makers and stakeholders that is being planned out under your division that will be helpful for us to be conveyed to our capital as well? The second one is a comment in regards to the actions that your division is conducting in 2024. Indonesia underlines the importance of industrial policies, and the work that you've been doing in the ITC has been very much noted and welcome. And for Indonesia, we have discussed informally with your division as well regarding a number of plans that we can do together, including on the upcoming April Trade and Development Commission, as to how we can possibly explore to emphasize the importance of industrial policy to contribute to the building of sustainable and resilient economy and economic diversification of developing countries. And this has been discussed at many other forums as well, including the last, for example, World Economic Forum annual meeting last week. And we believe that there are more things that we can do together in ensuring that trade and economic diversification, but also assessing industrial policy that supports the economic growth and development of developing countries is an important core issues that can be discussed and can be done throughout the programs of the DITC this year. Thank you very much, Madam Director.